In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we became as men that are comforted. Then was our mouth filled with joy, and our tongue with rejoicing. So says the beginning of Psalm 125. And truly it is comforting to read that. This is why I read the Psalms, because on any given day, kind of a random day, because I go through the Psalms basically from the beginning to the end and then turn around again, I read things that just touch my soul and are very personal. Like a personal letter from God directly to my sinful soul. Now, Zion, of course, is Jerusalem, is about salvation. It is the blessed state. To a Jew, it was a place. To a Christian, it is a condition, a state of being. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we became as men that are comforted. There is nothing more comforting than being at peace and in union and knowledge of God. Nothing. Everything we do in life should be about that. Now, there's an awful lot that I do in my life that is not like that. Some things that I'm forced to do, some things that I do because I just do them, and sometimes I'm not sure why. My condition is not that of having that kind of comfort. But it's promised right there that we will be comforted. There's a lot of comfort in the world that is not really comfort. It's pseudo-comfort. It's escaping from our troubles for a little while. Or pretending some problem doesn't exist, or even indulging our passions to the detriment of ourselves and others. True comfort is for God to abide in the soul, and for the soul to know God intimately and perfectly. Then truly the soul can say, "Then was our mouth filled with joy and our tongue with rejoicing." The reason why I read the Psalms every day, and the reason why I read the gospel every day, is because they comfort me. I'm comforted, actually, when I hear things about myself that are true, but in the context that God loves me and will help me. The world, I think, is comforted when they pretend things that are true are not true. We should not be like that. We should be honest in an appraisal of ourselves and our sins, and beg the Lord to help us. And he will. We will be comforted. We will be free. This is what the purpose of our life is. To have true comfort. I like that word comfort. It's really a beautiful word. We all need comfort. We all need to take rest. We all need to feel secure. All these things God offers us. Not in an external way, which is the only thing that the world can offer, but in our hearts, within ourselves. That kind of comfort no one can take away from us. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we became as men that are comforted. Then was our soul filled with joy and our tongue with rejoicing. This is worth fighting for. May God help us to obtain comfort in the Lord.